T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We love talking to Teron Davenport. He covers the Eagles for USA Today on the Eagles Wire.
Yeah.
And Al, he probably has more insights into the offensive coordinator situation that was resolved yesterday than anybody else covering the team.
Yep.
He's really into that stuff. Let's get him on right now. Teron Davenport. Hi, Teron.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody?
Well, I got to say, you have been all over this offensive coordinator thing. You really like both of the candidates who are up for that job. Were you surprised they ended up giving Mike Groh the actual offensive coordinator job and then giving Deuce Staley the assistant head coach job?
You know, honestly, I thought it was going to be a bump for both guys, whereas Mike Groh would be the pass game coordinator and Deuce Staley would be the run game coordinator. But at the same time, I could kind of understand what they're doing, Doug Peterson, that is, as far as promoting Mike Groh. I think it's a good move for the organization. And making Deuce the assistant head coach is also a good move. I think that's good for Deuce and the organization as well, because they kind of save face, so to speak. But now Deuce is able to take a positive step towards his ultimate goal, which is to be a head coach. So he'll be more involved with sort of overseeing the team. He has experience in the past with working with the full roster when he was a special teams assistant. So I think that's a really good thing for him. And he's on the right track towards becoming a head coach.
Right,
Mike Groh is really good in this situation because he actually, if you look at the touchdown that Zach Ertz scored, he helped in the Super Bowl. He helped design that whole play. It's portions of different plays that work throughout the year, the motion to Corey Clement to get the safety to come down. That gave the one-on-one on the backside. So that allowed Zach Ertz to be able to beat the safety. And that's something that Mike Groh and Frank Wright, they put that together. So it's a good mix for all parties involved.
Teron, I agree. In fact, I was suggesting they do exactly what they ended up doing, except I had Deuce as the offensive coordinator and Groh as the assistant head coach. What's a higher status? Like, if you're assistant head coach, can the Giants come in and ask to interview you for offensive coordinator? Or are you already above that pay grade? What's a higher number? Who got the better deal here?
It's tough to say who got the better deal, because I remember talking to Mike Groh during Super Bowl week, and he said his main thing, what he wanted to do, was get back in the quarterback room. He wanted to work with the quarterbacks and eventually become an offensive coordinator. So looking at Deuce, you know, Deuce wanted to be a head coach. So I think it's a win-win. I don't think there's really one that you could elevate above the other. The thing with Deuce Staley that I see with him, and you see it in the way his players respond when you ask them about him, they talk very, very highly of him. And that's not to say the receivers don't talk highly of Mike Groh, but just watching Deuce and the way he goes about practice, interacting with the guys and pushing different buttons, he's built to be a head coach. He's a leader of men. And I think that's what he's eventually going to evolve into, a head coach for organization. And this is a good experience for him because he oversees stuff. He gets to see the day-to-day operations of operating a successful football team.
All right, so that sounds like we worked that one out real well. So now we're going to make it tougher for you, Teron. And I'm asking you, as the author of an excellent book on Carson Wentz called Soaring with the Eagles, available now in bookstores and Amazon near you. Here's the thing. We don't know what the hell to think anymore, because Nick Foles comes in and wins us a Super Bowl, Teron. And I want you to hear the latest on the medical stuff. We got the best Novocaine knee guy they have, Dr. John Kelly. And you're not going to believe who he compared what Wentz went through with somebody of the recent past. Listen to this.
It's a big surgery. It's an RG3 equivalent. And we got to say our prayers and keep our fingers crossed that this kid is unbelievable constitution. And he's got the faith factor and all those things in his favor, and a great surgeon. But I'm lighting candles, folks.
He's lighting candles, Teron, about the future of Carson Wentz because of the nature of the injury. What do you think? Is his career being threatened by the ACL tear?
Well, you know, I think the doctor also pointed out how there's other ligaments involved too.
Yep.
So that's definitely something to be concerned about. I think the main thing is not rushing him back. I know that Carson Wentz wants to be back for the season opener, and yeah, that would be great to have him on the field. You know, after they unleashed the Super Bowl championship banner, but I think long term thinking, he needs to ease his way back. I don't know how his rehab is going, but for me, when I look at it, just take your time, because that's actually the thing that Robert Griffin III didn't do, and we see how that situation ended up evolving. He's not even in the league anymore, and that's something that you can't have with Carson Wentz as far as rushing him back. If he has to have the brace like the doctor suggested, you know what? Maybe it will get him to play a little bit less recklessly, and that could get him more in the pocket where he's shown that he could excel. So we'll see. I really don't think it's absolutely mandatory for him to be back week one.
Wow.
And that is why I don't trade Nick Foles.
All right, before you do that, I just want you to hear, because you know Carson as well as anybody, Teron. And here's what Carson said like about 3 weeks ago. Listen to this.
I said it, you know, in my video I posted, you know, right after the injury, you know, I 100% believe I'll be back better than ever, stronger than ever, and with no looking back.
Better than ever, stronger than ever, all right? You know his mentality. That's a problem too, right? He's going to try to push it more than ever to get back right from the beginning of the season. You know him better than we do. Isn't he going to push it real hard?
Oh, he's going to push it. And that's the thing why you have to have, you know, the right training staff in place, because sometimes an athlete could be his own worst enemy.
Yep.
And in this case, that's what you could have. So they're just really just going to have to monitor it, make sure he doesn't overdo it. You can't have that thing evolving into something bigger. You know, with the surgeries and how these things work nowadays, you could have that knee actually come back stronger than it was before. But it's just it's a timely process, and you just have to make sure that he doesn't overpush it. That's really my way of looking at it.
Teron, it's inevitable based on the work you've done covering the Eagles that they're going to offer you a front office job soon. So I'm going to give it to you right now. All right. You're the GM for the next couple of minutes here, because you just declared that you're not trading Nick Foles. That's a shame, because I'm in the number 15 spot, Arizona, and I really want him, and I'll give you my first round pick for him. You doing it or not?
Ooh, that's a tough call. I'm going to have to honestly say no. I'm keeping Nick Foles, and I'm not going to trade him. And no, I wouldn't trade him even for the number
You're not
15,
getting 16. Anything at the end of the year. He can walk. He's an unrestricted free agent. This is a one-year thing, Teron, and you're giving up a quality young player right at the beginning of his NFL career. But you need Foles too much. In your mind, you don't want to give up 2018. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, because here's why. The window for a championship, again, is not large. So this team is built to win now. I don't see any player at number 15 that can help me more than Nick Foles if I don't have Carson Wentz. So for me as the GM, I would say no, because I want to take advantage of this window now that we have.
It's a good answer. Better one than I've gotten from most people I've tried with. Teron, last thing. Do you believe that you covered a team that won a Super Bowl? Has it sunk into you that this happened?
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. It hasn't really – well, no, it's sunken in. It's just crazy to think that this team has done what they've done. And, I mean, this is my second year, you know, the end of my second year covering the Eagles. And when I first got here, I definitely didn't think that they would win a Super Bowl. But, again, Doug Peterson, you got to give this man credit. And he's done an excellent job of just getting everybody to buy in. And just establishing a culture. And Joe Douglas, Howie Roseman, you know, the coaching staff, the players, it's a perfect situation for this team. And this season has gone perfectly for them with just the different things that happened, and they took advantage, and that's what you have to do.
It's a great trivia question, Rhea. Name the two people that won as the Super Bowl in their second year. Doug Peterson and Teron Davenport, both won in the second year. I like it. Teron, read his book. It's terrific. It's called, hold on a second here. I got it somewhere. Soaring with the Eagles, Teron Davenport of USA Today. Always a pleasure, Teron. Thanks, buddy.
Definitely. My pleasure. Take care, everyone.
Some great stuff, Al.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.